Okay, our friends. Today we are reading the next story in the Sonic the Hedgehog 5-minute storybook. This one is called Fighting Shadow. We were kind of excited about that because we've seen the movie, right, with Shadow. And it's pretty cool. So today's story, Fighting Shadow, is read by Mommy and Titu. You ready for your story, bud? Love it. Here we go. Sonic didn't like to sleep at all, but tonight he was more tired than usual. He couldn't explain it, but he simply could not stay awake. He dreamed of destroying Dr. Eggman's robots and defeating the deranged scientist once and for all. It was a good dream. Miles away, though, the real Dr. Eggman was about to unleash a new sinister plan. He had invented a long-range mind-control device and was going to direct it at Sonic. Standing at the device's controls, Dr. Eggman turned some knobs and rotated some dials, finishing some final tests. It was ready. It looked like a speaker and was directed out the window of Dr. Eggman's lab towards Sonic's home.
"I've completed the first phase of the plan. Blasting sound waves that make Sonic unable to stay awake,"
Dr. Eggman said, laughing creepily and spinning another dial.
"And now I have developed the proper frequency that only Sonic can hear, which will allow me to take over his mind and place him under my control."
Dr. Eggman pressed a couple of buttons and tapped on a touchscreen, verifying the frequency setting of the device. Tiny sound waves shot out of a very advanced-looking speaker, vibrated for miles through the air, and somehow headed directly towards sleeping Sonic. In his bed, Sonic snored slightly, muttering something about victory over Dr. Eggman. The sound waves from Eggman's machine moved through the window and penetrated Sonic's ear. What does it mean when it says it penetrated his ear?
Darted in.
Pushed in? Yeah, poked through? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it means. They vibrated with a piercing frequency that forced Sonic to wake up with a jump.
"What's that noise?" he shrieked, covering his ears, but it was too late. The sound waves had connected with his brain.
He heard a voice in his head.
"Sonic?"
"Dr. Eggman?" Sonic asked, recognizing the voice as his arch enemy's.
"Sonic, you are now under my control!"
Eggman's voice echoed in Sonic's head. Sonic was trying to fight off the voice and its powerful suggestions, but he couldn't. Within seconds, the pain subsided, and he relaxed his will, completely under Dr. Eggman's influence.
"Yes, Master," Sonic said weakly.
"Sonic, come to my lair. It's time to begin your training,"
Eggman ordered. Sonic raced out of his home, running at top speed toward Dr. Eggman's evil laboratory. Seconds later, he arrived. Dr. Eggman was waiting for him on the grass outside his hideout. Dr. Eggman motioned for Sonic to follow him inside. Sonic's lip curled into an evil grin. He was ready to learn the ways of world domination from his new master. What does that mean, world domination?
Taking over the world.
Taking over the world. Why is that a bad thing?
Because bad guys do it to try and take over the world because they want all the power.
They want all the power. And it's not really a good thing for one person to have all the power, is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right. Inside the lair, Sonic saw hundreds, maybe even thousands of robots. They were all different and served different purposes. He began to realize these were Dr. Eggman's soldiers who would carry out the mad scientist's nefarious plans. Ooh, there's a $50 word for you.
Nefarious.
What does it mean?
Evil.
Correct. And he was expecting Sonic to act as their general, leading them into war against the world until the entire planet was ruled by Dr. Eggman. As Sonic saw the robots, he felt a sense of anger toward them. He was having flashes of memories of fighting Eggman and these robots, but the memories felt wrong. Like he'd joined the wrong side all along. He was happy Dr. Eggman had set him free from his good ways of the past.
Sonic, your first attack will be on the beachfront, just outside of the city. I want you to take 20 robots and destroy all the buildings along the boardwalk. This won't take over the world, but it will send a message to everyone that they'd better get out of our way,
Eggman said. Sonic sneered confidently. This wouldn't be a problem. In fact, he thought it would be fun. Hours later, Knuckles and Amy Rose burst into Tails' lab.
The beachfront is under attack by Eggman's robots,
Amy Rose said, with a high level of concern in her voice.
And we can't find Sonic,
Knuckles said gruffly. The team nodded at each other. They knew what they had to do.
I think if Sonic's gone, the main character of this story is either going to be Shadow or Tails.
Do you think? Mm-hmm. What about Knuckles?
Knuckles is too reckless.
What about Amy Rose?
She's too kind.
They knew what they had to do. They raced to Tails' plane and soared toward the beach. From the air, they could see the chaos of the robots smashing buildings and people running from the beach towards safety. The robots were terrorizing countless innocents and destroying everything in their path. Tails swooped his plane downward, weaving around the robots and blasting them with laser cannons. Amy Rose and Knuckles leaped from the plane and began manually battling the robots in hand-to-hand combat. As Knuckles threw punch after punch at robot after robot, he saw a familiar blue blur from the corner of his eye.
You guys, Sonic's here!
Knuckles cheered, but the team's relief and celebration would be brief. No sooner had Knuckles declared Sonic's presence than the blue hedgehog attacked his friends.
I know.
We're shocked. Running at full speed, Sonic jumped into the air, landing on the nose of Tails' plane. Sonic grabbed the controls from Tails and forced the plane into a nosedive.
Sonic, no!
Amy Rose screamed. But for a moment, Sonic seemed to break from his trance and release the controls. Sonic jumped off the plane and ran away, leading a handful of robots his friends hadn't destroyed in the retreat to safety. Tails pulled the nose of his plane upward enough at the last minute to land the plane safely. Knuckles and Amy Rose approached the plane.
What just happened?
Amy Rose asked, tears filling her eyes. Knuckles punched the plane and growled in frustration.
Sonic has betrayed all of us, he said.
Tails stared off into the distance where Sonic and the robots had gone. He'd never seen Sonic like this. Something was very wrong.
When he jumped on the plane, I looked into his eyes. It's like he was Sonic, but he wasn't Sonic at the same time. He was different,
Tails said.
Yeah, evil,
Knuckles said, unable to hide his bitterness.
So what are we going to do? There has to be some way we can help him. Some way we can get the old Sonic back,
Amy Rose pleaded.
I'll talk Shadow.
You want to be Shadow? Okay.
I have a good Shadow voice.
I know you do. Tails rubbed his chin as he thought.
I have an idea,
Tails said.
If we're going to save evil Sonic and make him good again, we need to understand how he's thinking. And there's only one person in the world who can teach us.
Shadow the Hedgehog was alone in his home, lost in his own thoughts. He was so deep in thought, Shadow was almost oblivious to Tails and Knuckles approaching him.
Shadow?
Tails said.
What?
Shadow replied coldly.
We need your help. We think Sonic's been captured and turned evil by Dr. Eggman.
Shadow didn't care at all, and he made it clear to Tails.
So, how does this affect me?
Well, I guess it doesn't really. But we were hoping you'd help us figure a way to get Sonic back from the dark side,
Tails said.
Not interested,
Shadow replied. Knuckles moved past Tails.
Listen, Buster, Sonic is evil. You're kind of like evil, Sonic. You understand what he's thinking. If you don't help us figure it out and stop him, Sonic and Eggman are going to take over the world. And do you really want Sonic to be the one who helps Eggman rule the planet?
Shadow wasn't evil, but he didn't like being compared to Sonic in any way. That made him mad. Really mad. However, deep down, Shadow respected Sonic, and if Eggman had turned Sonic evil, that had to be corrected.
All right, fine, I'll help,
Shadow said. Shadow showed up in Tails' lab only a few moments later.
So, what's the plan?
Shadow asked. Amy Rose and Knuckles looked blankly at each other.
I thought you were going to tell us, Amy Rose said.
Shadow rolled his eyes.
I'm only here to tell you what's in Sonic's head. I'm not going to make your battle plans.
Knuckles stood up and moved uncomfortably close to Shadow.
Your intel is going to make the plan. We're going to rescue him, and you're going to tell us how. Got it?
Shadow pushed past Knuckles, ignoring the warning. He walked towards one of Tails' computers.
So, Genius Fox, how did Eggman turn Sonic towards the dark side in the first place?
Shadow asked.
Well, I checked out Sonic's bedroom and found nothing out of place. There were no signs of a struggle,
Tails said.
So how does one get inside a person's head to turn him evil without a fight?
He asked them. They all glanced around with blank looks on their faces. Tails sighed.
I think Eggman may have used some kind of sound wave device that vibrated at a frequency only Sonic could hear,
he said.
Those sound waves could have easily carried subliminal messages into Sonic's brain, basically rewriting him.
So, like a hedgehog whistle?
Shadow said.
Do you want to know what's in his head? Whatever Eggman is telling him, and based on the attack on the Beachfoot front, it looks like he's telling him to burn the world down.
I have an invention that will blast sound waves of the opposite frequency at Sonic. Using the principle of destructive interference, it should cancel out Eggman's sonic whistle,
Tails said, holding up a small box roughly the size of a cell phone.
The problem is it's got a very limited range. It basically has to be within a couple of inches of Sonic, and you're the only person I know who might be able to run fast enough to get close enough to him.
This caught Shadow's attention.
Might be?
He asked.
Well, yeah, he's pretty fast. Faster than you, I think,
Tails said. In less than a blink of an eye, Shadow zipped around Tails, snatching the sound device from his hand.
Not faster than me,
Shadow said defiantly. Suddenly, an alarm sounded in Tails' lab, echoing throughout his house. Another attack was underway. This time, in the heart of the city, Sonic was leading dozens of robots and no one was standing in their way. Shadow said nothing but sped away to the battlefront in a black blur. Knuckles leaned into Tails.
Why didn't you tell us about your little destructive interference invention in the first place?
Do you really think Shadow would have come all this way just for that?
Tails smiled.
Probably not,
Knuckles said.
Probably not,
Tails agreed. Sonic could hear the piercing sound that Eggman was using to control him, but he didn't care. It no longer hurt or bothered him. As long as he could take over the world, that was enough, and it was beginning in the city. Sonic led the robots into the middle of the city, and they were driving the citizens and residents into the streets. It was chaotic, but chaos wouldn't bother Shadow, who sped into town from the city's other end. He was carrying the disruptive interference device and was poised to use it on Sonic as soon as he got close.
Hey, Sonic, think you can outrun me?
Shadow said. Sonic shot Shadow a passing glance but paid him little heed. Shadow raced towards Sonic, but Sonic dashed out of the way, weaving his way through the destructive robots. Shadow was trying to navigate the obstacle course of the battle, but was finding it hard as the robots kept interfering. Shadow shoved one robot out of the way as he ran past, another he used as a springboard. Leaping into the air to try to make up ground, just as he was about to reach Sonic, Shadow felt something hard hit his ankle. One of the robots tripped Shadow. The interference device flew from Shadow's hand into the rubble and chaos in the city streets. He couldn't even see it. Now we have a problem.
Great,
Shadow whispered to himself. Shadow searched through the rubble. He couldn't find the device anywhere. Without it, he knew it would be almost impossible to defeat Sonic. Or free him from Eggman's control, and then Sonic would be in charge. Not cool. Overhead, Shadow saw Tails' plane joining the fight. Amy, Rose, and Knuckles were battling robots on the ground. Shadow grew more frantic, searching for the interference device. Looking for this? Shadow spun around. Looking for this? Shadow spun around to see Sonic standing on a pile of rubble, holding the interference device.
Give it back,
Shadow said through gritted teeth. Sonic examined the box in his hands. What is it? A weapon? Shadow glared at Sonic, determined to get the device back.
Something like that. It's a device that makes me even faster than you. Not that I need it.
Well, let's give it a try, Sonic said as he pushed a flashing button on the device. Suddenly, the interference sound waves blasted from the box through Sonic's ears and into his brain. The sound waves clashed with the sound waves coming from Dr. Eggman's machine that was controlling Sonic. Within seconds, both waves had canceled each other out. Sonic fell to the ground, holding his head. Shadow took a step towards Sonic.
You okay, Sonic?
Shadow asked. Sonic looked up angry. Yeah, bit of a headache is all. Well, that, and a whole lot of mad at Eggman. Shadow smiled. Sonic smiled, too. Tails, Knuckles, and Amy can finish this up, Sonic said. Let's go destroy Eggman's mind control machine. Sonic was about to speed to the villain's hideout when he noticed Shadow wasn't joining him.
Hey, I was just here to help you get free. Now that's done. Good job freeing yourself. By the way, I'm out.
Shadow said. Shadow, if Eggman did it to me, he can do it to you too, Sonic said. Shadow opened his mouth to say something but quickly closed it. He realized Sonic was right.
Let's destroy that machine,
Shadow said. Sonic and Shadow raced at full speed to Eggman's hideout. Eggman didn't realize Sonic had been freed from the mind control device. If he had, maybe he could have prepared his defenses for Sonic and Shadow's arrival. The two hedgehogs burst into Eggman's lab and in a blur dismantled the mind control device right before Eggman's eyes. Eggman barely had time to say anything before the machine was completely destroyed. My perfect creation! Eggman yelled, falling to the floor with the millions of pieces of his sound wave machine. I'll get you for this, both of you! You'll have to catch us first, Sonic said with a sneer. Sonic and Shadow ran out of the lair side by side. So, you think you can keep up? Sonic said.
Do you?
Shadow asked. The rivals picked up speed. The race was on. The blue and black blurs sped away, moving towards the horizon at an immeasurable pace. Sonic was free from Eggman's grasp and deep down was grateful for Shadow's help. But he'd never let him know that. Ah, they're rivals. And you never want to be the person who has to say, okay, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to do this without you.
if you're, you know, a spicy little groundhog, no, hedgehog, who thinks that he's the greatest thing in the world.
Which one of those is that?
Good point.
Which one of those is that?
Both of them. They both think they're the greatest tiger in the jungle. And that, our friends, is...
The end.
The end.